people, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining. People, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.
I want to talk about meaning. The other day I was reading, and I just read constantly, or listen to informational podcasts, etc. And I was listening to one for people who had suicide problems, suicidal issues, suicide ideation, and among other issues. And one of the things that they recommended was really getting into this concept of your meaning in life. What is the meaning of your life? At the end of your life, what would your life have meant to the world, to the universe? And when we start saying this, people go, oh, I mean, and especially when I talk to people, because, you know, I handed out 250 bracelets, which I just realized I'm not wearing mine right now. Oh, here it is. 250 of these bracelets one Sunday morning, and we're still sending out. We checked the numbers last week. You ready for this? We get 2,000 people a week come to our website. We don't advertise. We don't put out, I mean, I do these jump starts, but 2,000 people every single week. Now, only a fraction of them take the complaint-free challenge, and we're wanting to change that. That's why we've made the bracelet free. You just pay $1 shipping and handling. How did I get on to all of that? Oh, I never set out to do this. I never set out to, and there was a period there where advisors were telling me, you need to get away from the whole complaint-free thing. You need to establish yourself as the thing that's important. The challenge is just one of many things, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And they were all well-meaning and well-thinking. What I realized is I'm stuck with this for very good, and in some ways is a challenge, for the rest of my life. And I am grateful for it. One of the challenges for being the complaint-free guy is that I notice if I give any sort of feedback to people, like at a board meeting, and that's why I'm always working so hard to either say nothing or say nice, or if I'm wearing my complaint-free shirt and instead of a lemon with my drink, which is what I like, someone brings me a lime, which is the way most people drink it. If I'm wearing my complaint-free shirt and I say, oh, I'm sorry, I think I meant to ask for a lemon or whatever like that, some people will even kind of hear that as complaining. So it's great in that it's always holding me accountable, and it's also a challenge in that, especially, of course, I'm the one who chooses to go out in the t-shirt and the hats. I realize that. I think this is going to be what people are going to know about me. If you ask, and I won't say her name, the Amazon device, who Will Bowen is, she'll say that I'm the founder of the complaint-free movement. I don't know how that got there. It was so cool when I got there, and when I finally, one night I was sitting around, and I just, if you ever Googled yourself, well, I've, you know, done that, but I Amazoned myself, and it knew, and I was like, okay, this is what people are going to know me for, and it doesn't have to be the only thing. And it doesn't have to be a big thing. That's where people get into trouble. People who see their lives without meaning are people who miss the meaning in everyday lives. I was thinking yesterday when I was at the gym, because I finished my boxing lesson, and I watched the gym owner, and I've seen a lot of gym owners, and they'll often have their time of day when they work out. They'll put on their headphones and they don't talk to anybody, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What Mac does is he seems to jump into kind of wherever somebody is. If they're doing legs, he'll do his legs a little bit or whatever. And he seems so happy. He goes from person to person just talking genuinely. It's not about, hey, I want to give you attention so you'll have your, keep paying your membership. It's just, he's genuinely going around and chatting people up. And now he's done this thing where he's made himself really more available as a boxing coach and personal trainer. And so it's really kind of brilliant. He's selling these very inexpensive lessons, and then he'll teach several people at the same time, and we don't care. It's actually strength in number. So I would say he has absolutely found meaning in his life by having this gym. I can't speak for him, but as an outsider looking in, there you go. And I would also say that for myself, I don't want to come across as complaining to brag. I am the most fortunate person in the world that Edwin Gaines suggested people go 21 days without complaining. That wasn't me. That was Edwin. I was the one that said, how would you know? And put a bracelet on your wrist and switch it every time you catch yourself complaining as a mindfulness tool. I had no idea that people would want and continue to want these bracelets. So I heard this conversation about people who are struggling with suicide and suicide ideation and self-harm and destructive behaviors, including addictions, such as alcohol, food, drugs, sex, whatever, you name it. And one of the things that was so strongly recommended was to figure out what your meaning is. In other words, if you were to ask Amazon, you know whom, I won't say her name because she'll respond and then we'll get into this silly loop. But if you were to ask her, and if you were to pass tomorrow, what would she say? What would Alexa say? And what would you like it to say? In other words, your meaning can be that you are the greatest grandma ever. And then how can you say that? In other words, what would get you out of bed every day? What would have you live a life worth living, as Marcia Linehan coined the phrase? What would give you meaning such that you would want to get up, that you would want to do something? And it's amazing. For me now, I've realized that that goal of 1% of the world's population taking the complaint-free challenge, and we are at 14 million, we need to get a little over 70 million in the next 9 years, means we got to get it in gear. And every day I wake up not with, oh my God, am I going to make it? Because if I don't make it, I don't make it. The point is I'm shooting for it. And the reason I shoot for it is the comments that you all make here in the Complaint Free Life Inner Circle, just to me via comments in the Facebook page. This has changed my life. This has helped me to appreciate my life. And I didn't even come up with this. So I was lucky. And who knows? Maybe you'll come up with something that gives your life meaning. You should, no matter what it is. And one of the things oftentimes you can look back and say, my life has meaning because, and begin to reframe how you look and begin to look at your grandchildren as your legacy. Maybe you begin to shoot videos. You know something I did? I don't want to sound like I'm bragging. I think, though, that I'm really proud of this. And whenever I question whether or not I'm a good dad, I have to give myself points for this. 6 months before Leah was born, in other words, when her mother was 3 months pregnant and only about 5-6 weeks after we found out that Gail was pregnant, I began to write a journal. I got a real journal, nice, nothing fancy like leather, but it was a journal and line journal. And I would write a journal entry to my future child, not knowing whether it was going to be a man or a woman, because boy or girl, because we chose to be surprised. And it wasn't long. Sometimes it was that long of a paragraph. Sometimes it was 2 and 3 pages. Sometimes it was talking about struggles that her mother and I were going through in life, financially, or whatever. We were in our early 30s. And sometimes it was just my excitement about being a father, and sometimes it was about my fear about being a father. And I continued to do that. As I'd fill a journal, I'd get another one, and I did that until she was 16. And there would be gaps in there of 6 months. There would be gaps in there of a year. Not that long. I wouldn't say a year. The average gap was maybe 2 weeks, 3 months, but sometimes there would be gaps, but I never stopped doing it. And then on her 16th birthday, I gave her, I'm going to tear up, I gave her a little velvet bag with all the journals in it. I think golf shoes that originally come in the bag. And then we began to occasionally sit down and read just one thing a night. She was getting ready to go to bed. We'd pick up the journal and say, and I'd give her the date, and it would be 15 years earlier or 14 years earlier. And I'd just read a little bit. And it helped her understand herself and her mom and me. I hadn't planned to talk about that today, but I realized that to me, that's as much or more of a legacy than even meeting and impacting all of your lives. As much of a blessing and a great gift that continues to be. So you can look around you and say, how am I going to build and create a legacy? I know a woman who, not a legacy so much, but find meaning, because a legacy sounds, we talked about this in very similar ways a few weeks ago, but a legacy is often after you're dead. The purpose of a meaning is, why are you here? What are you getting up for? What would not be done if you didn't do it, if you weren't here to do it? This one woman I knew, her thing has been for 40 years, Planned Parenthood. She does fundraisers for Planned Parenthood. She protects women who go to Planned Parenthood. She just, that is her thing. That is her meaning. There are people that balance that out by finding meaning and demonstrating at Planned Parenthood. And I'm not here to cast aspersions. I'm here, I'm here to say that each of us have a meaning. I was so grateful when I rediscovered that my meaning professionally is to spread the complaint-free challenge around the world. And most of you who know, the way that I discovered this was, it was just, I didn't think anything was going well, because my associate that I was working with in fulfilling all the bracelets, he was doing all of that, handling the numbers, had been stealing. And so I really had no awareness that the complaint-free movement was as big as it was. It was just, I was told that we had sent out about 12,000 bracelets at one point. It was 140,000. And so it was a great way of keeping me in the dark. And when he left, and I began to look back going, holy crap, there are people who really want this and are desperate for this and are even emailing, because he handled the emails, talking about how great this is in their life and everything. And I fell back in love with this meaning now. And I'm so grateful for it. You get to decide what your meaning is. Can I say that again? You get to decide what your meaning is, and it can change. It can change over time. The main thing is, it shouldn't change all the time. It should be something that is important to you, that you feel like the world wouldn't have if you weren't there. And then make that the first thing you think about when you get up in the morning. This morning when I got up, I thought, I've got to wash the sheets before the maid comes. I got to do this. I take the plastic down, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I thought, and the reason I'm getting out of bed is to do my jump starts, because I know that that brings people into the complaint-free challenge and it gets to change their lives. And the reason that happens is because you all click share. You click share right now, and then you type share in the comments section. I'm always wondering, excuse me, who's going to be the first to click share? So click share, and I'm going to go back and read up on some of the things that you all have been kind enough to share so far this morning. Some comments. Let's see. Mary had the coffee. I've been visiting my dad in hospital all week. Oh, bless your heart, Christelle. I hope everything is all right, and we affirm health and healing for you. No bracelets yet. David, when did you order? Email customerservice@willbowen.com if you would. And I want you to, just email customerservice@willbowen.com. We'll check into it personally. The thing is, we're not Amazon. And I really feel like on the Complaint Free Challenge page, we need to put, we're not Amazon. It's kind of amazing the price that it costs to get orders fulfilled in a day. We fulfill orders twice a week. And so sometimes if you hit the wrong cycle and there's a weekend, it can be 3, 4, 5 days. And then, of course, we mail things, because there's no way we could UPS a dollar bracelet. It would cost us $5. We're already losing money on it. We just want to spread the word. Hello, Raquel. Good to see you. Courtney says, good morning from Montego Bay. I am grateful for being fully vaccinated. That is so awesome. Great to know that in Montego Bay, you are vaccinated. I miss Montego Bay. I used to go to Sandals there all the time. Say something or say nice. Thanks, Mary. David says, it's a focus of awareness of what we're about. Focus on the small, ordinary things, big, extraordinary things, etc. Jennifer says, people who don't have meaning in their life are missing the meaning in everyday life. Wow. Did I really say that? That's awesome. That should be one of my Facebook posts. Thank you. You'll make your goal and it's all from the heart, says David. Mary says, my mom has moved into my apartment building and I've been introducing her to others. They say, you have a wonderful, sweet daughter. Isn't that great? Isn't that great? I know this mom and this daughter, and they live together. And they're sometimes, if they're apart from each other, what they do is the daughter complains about the mom, and the mom complains about the daughter. And I don't know. I don't get it. They choose to live together. So, and I get it. It's difficult. And I was guilty of that too. I just find that it to be an interesting dynamic. David says, this is a flow from your heart, which has innate goodness, wholeness, and connection to all of us. Thanks, David. I'm sure that I know what you mean. You were talking about all of us. Doing for others gives my life meaning. Yes. And I'm asking you specifically, what doing what for whom or whomever or whoever. I know it's whoever, not whomever. I once tried using that in a book. There is no whomever. Shared says, Mary, that's awesome. Awesome. Ed says, meaning is internal. It shouldn't come from an outside source. Ed, yes. And mine has come somewhat from an outside source. I would say of the two, which is more important to me, being a dad or being the leader of the complaint-free movement, the answer is dad, hands down. That's the way it needs to be. And I didn't really choose this. This chose me. And however, to be very frank with you, I always wanted to be a professional speaker. I always wanted to be a writer. And I always wanted to have a huge impact on the world. It just sort of fell into my lap. David says, got it. Susan Panther, I've had bracelets since you were on Oprah. They hold up just like new. I'm glad to hear it. You know, they have slightly changed color over the years, back and forth, back and forth. It's not something we have intentionally done. I just got samples of, we were ordering 50,000 more bracelets, and I just saw a sample. And they are very careful to point out the slight color differentiation. But then what you're doing is you're starting to make a copy from a copy. So we're still good. We can still order a million or two more, but at some point I'm going to have to say, let's go back and make sure we got the original color. Linda says, Sherry, and that was another thing. When this guy, and I won't ever mention his name, who was running everything and stealing at the same time, he changed the color of the bracelets. And the very first thing I did when I took everything back over was I took them right back to the original color. So what you're seeing now is far more like what we had in the beginning. I volunteered delivering lunches to shut-ins living in my building. Bingo, meaning in life, all it takes. Thanks, everybody, for giving me a meaning in life. And I mean that sincerely. When you are here with me, it just thrills me. I would do this even if you weren't. And one of the things I don't enjoy about doing this is up in the corner, here it is, it shows how many people are watching and how many of you all have given me love. And my ego always wants to look up there. And one of the things I've discovered is that oftentimes the ones with the fewest number of live views and sometimes the fewest number of shares ends up getting 5,000-10,000 views. I release this to God. Horses and sharing horse communication is what I can do. Absolutely. Horses bring such a wonderful meaning to life. I do miss my horse. I had a few over the years. Thanks, everybody, for joining me. We'll get together and horse around tomorrow. Tomorrow, I love Saturdays and Sundays. Nothing specific planned. I wake up to ask my heart where we're going, and that's where we head. So join me then. See you then. Bye-bye.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining. complaining people, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.